So why don't you start by give me your 11, and then I'll pose the questions to you within it. And I know people will want to have their say as they go. 1-300-736-736. So from 1 to 11, what's the starting Australian lineup in this tournament?
Yeah, I'm staying with Warner. I know there's a bit of uncertainty around him and his results, but he hasn't played any cricket. Like you say, a lot of them haven't played much cricket, so we can't really judge Davey on how he's going, just on the back of the... He had a bit of a disgruntled sort of situation with his franchise in the IPL. So anyway, I'm going with Warner. I'm going to stick with him. Finchie, of course. I'm staying. I like the look of Mitch Marsh at 3 from what we've seen. I think he can have a big impact there. Just going in and getting the ball while it's harder and earlier. Should he be in there early? Smith at sort of... Smith and Maxwell 4 and 5. And I've no drama with a little bit of sort of floating there, depending on match situation. Maxi did a little bit of that in the IPL and was comfortable with that. I guess Steve Smith, that's the, you just need to check whether he's happy to be sort of floating around a little bit. But you've got to do whatever's right for the team. I think Wade will start at 6, but I would have Inglis in there. So I've got a little bit of a difference of opinion on what I expect will happen. Not a major reason there, other than just someone a bit fresh, new, hungry, that opposition teams, well, I mean, they all know about each other and see each other, but just having that fresh eagerness in there might just be the catalyst to spark something. And he all bitten 2 balls and a bit streaky on the last one. He did it in the practice game against New Zealand, Josh Inglis. Stoinis, 7, so... I mean, that batting lineup, 6 and 7, could be, again, a floating opportunity. And then Pat Cummins, Mitchell Stark. I've got Hazelwood starting and Adam Zampa at 11. So, again, conditions-wise, it's hard to sit on the other side of the world and not know exactly what the pitch is going to look like, whether Ashton Agar gets in there ahead of Josh Hazelwood. But that's my 11 there.